Okay, we're learning for tefillos for a refuah shlema of Chaim Levish Velbel Ben Sheva, along with all the other Holy Israel. Thank you, everyone, for joining the stream. Happy Yom Yerushalayim. And today we have an interesting daf, which gets into a lot of language. We'll see the second daf. Some interesting literature lessons from the Gemara. Okay, but first we got to start at the beginning. Very good place to start. We had said yesterday that the amount of wine that would be prohibited to bring over into from one domain to another would be the amount of wine that, or the amount of solid wine that it would take for before it's diluted, which we had established as 1/4 of 1/4 log, right? That's a revius, right? When we say the word revius, everybody knows the word revius from Hilchos Shabbos, whatever that is, 3.5 ounces or something like that. So that is a quarter of a log. And in order to make that, at least a quarter of that has to be straight alcohol, like pure, I don't know, grape product before you dilute it with water. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Amar Abaye, just a few lines down. We did the first part yesterday. All right. Amar Abaye, Shtei Tshuvos V'Davar. I have two responses to you, which is to Rava, who had said that you have to have 1/4 of the alcohol and then 3/4 can be water. And if it's any more diluted, it's not considered wine. That's what he had just said. Right? Ad Tchad Plus Mayav Alav Chamerhu. Okay. Amar Abaye, Shtei Tshuvos V'Davar. Chad Adetznan Hamazok Shnei Chelkei Mayav Ve'Echad Yayin. I have a Mishnah that says it's got to be 1/3, not 1/4, which is a higher proportion. Min ha'ayin ha'sheiruni, from this wine of Sharon. Whatever that is, I assume it's not talking about Massachusetts. Ve'od mayim bakadu mitzdarfin. Wait a second, you're going to tell me that the water in the jug is going to join with it to make a revius? How are you getting to the shear that you have to carry? So Amar Rava, Hatzakamar Shnei Chalkei Mayim Ve'Achad Yayim In Hayayin Hasheroni Yayin Hasheroni L'Chud Derafi. That's only by Sharon wine. Sharon wine is much more it's weaker, and therefore it.
I think it's wine from the Sharon.
Really, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, that makes sense, I guess. If I read it in Rashi, maybe I would figure that out. Either way, Shagadu b'Sharon. Yeah, that makes sense. Shem Medina. Sharon and Medina? I don't know. Either way.
I don't know if it was a separate Medina in those times.
Right. I guess so. So Amar Rava, when it comes to Sharon Mayim, when it comes to Sharon wine, so that could be the Yayin Hasheroni L'chud, only by that, because that is, it's weaker, and therefore you would only dilute it with 2/3.